This call is being recorded.
And so, beloved family, we are welcomed into this perfect moment. I ask you to take one deep cleansing breath as we begin. For this is the breath of life, the breath of love, the first and eternal gift from Source. Here now we focus our attention on the threefold flame within our heart. The golden flame in the center is our eternal connection to Source, activated with every heartbeat, and the golden thread that rises from it connects us to the central sun. See this golden flame grow and expand to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. The pink flame, which represents the feminine aspect, and the blue flame, which represents the masculine aspect, come together in perfect harmony and balance, dancing together to create the violet flame. Picture the violet flame growing and expanding to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. As you picture this for yourself, know that you activate these energies within every human heart, rising up, raising up into perfect unity. Now visualize yourself holding your arms out to your sides. This is the diameter of your tube of light, a beautiful, seamless pillar of white light which keeps you protected and insulated from this moment on. Visualize beloved Saint Germain and the violet flame inside your tube of light. Feel the love, the power, the purity all around you. Breathe it in. Visualize the violet flame outside your tube of light for added protection. We now call upon beloved Archangel Michael and his sword of blue flame. This brilliant blue and powerful sword of truth. Feel how it fits your hand perfectly. Bring it to your heart chakra. Set your intention. Raise it up. Swing it around your head and down around your entire body and two times under your feet. Feel how the violet flame consumes and transmutes all these energies you have released. Feel the freedom you have achieved. We also ask the beloved Goddess of Purity to hold space in all these areas until our ascension process is complete. Now take a moment. Look down your tube of light. It is bottomless. It continues down into Gaia, inner earth, and connects you to the crystalline energetic structure of Mother Earth. Now look above you. See your tube of light. It is never ending, reaching high into the heavens, and connects you to the galactic central sun. So now we say, thank you, beloved mighty I Am Presence, for this tube of light, which keeps me invisible, invincible, and invulnerable to all negative creation, and keeps me free now and forevermore until I am sealed in the eternal freedom of my ascension. And I thank thee, it is done. For the light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. And the mighty I Am Presence is that light.
Now, remaining in your tube of protective white light, focus a moment on your breathing as you take several deep cleansing breaths, breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth, in a rhythmic and gentle fashion. And with each breath, just let yourself become a little bit more relaxed and centered within yourself. Take a deep breath now, breathing in the light. Hold it for a few seconds. And exhale out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Just let that go out with the exhalation of your breath. Take another deep breath, breathing in the light. And hold it, hold it, hold it. And exhale out the darkness. One more time, breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now I'm going to count down from 5 to 1. And with each descending number, just let yourself relax and go a little bit deeper each time. Deeper within yourself. 5. Three, falling deeper and deeper into complete relaxation. 2, deeper still. And 1, feeling completely relaxed, deeply centered within yourself. Now focus your attention in your etheric body and become aware of your chakra centers, the 9 chakra centers that have become awakened and reawakened within each of you. Focus on the alignment of those chakras, the perfect alignment. And if they are somewhat out of alignment, just simply with your visualization, with your ability, just bring them into an alignment so that they are all aligned along up your spinal cord from just below your feet all the way up through the top of your head. And with each chakra now, as you focus on each one in turn, moving up the ladder of consciousness, focus on the color of that chakra, but not so much the color itself, but the vibrational frequency within that color. And raise that vibration within each of those by raising the frequency of the color itself. Bring it up to its highest intensity. So focusing now on the Earth Star chakra just below your feet, that connection to Gaia, that has become reawakened in all of you. Previous to this, it was much more difficult for you to ground to the earth. But now it is so much easier because you are akin. You are one with the earth, one with Gaia. I've always been, but now you even know it that you are. So focus on that earth star chakra and the connection to Gaia and the deep earth brown color within that chakra. You may even see red and gold specks within that brown. Then moving up to the root chakra at the base of the spine, see that as a very deep, intense ruby red color, bright, bright ruby red color. And moving up to the next chakra, orange. Then to the solar plexus, bright, bright, brilliant yellow as the sun. To your heart center, deep blue green. To your high heart center, just above, magenta, beautiful, high intensity magenta color. Into your throat area, sky blue. Picture brilliant blue sky. Into your third eye in the middle of your forehead, purple or indigo. Into the crown chakra at the top of your head, gold or violet or silver. And then finally, your soul star chakra just above your head, pure brilliant white. Now, as you focus on each of those chakras at their highest intensity within each one, raising the vibration of each chakra, you are indeed raising the vibration of your entire etheric body, as well as your astral body, and as you are still within your physical form, you are raising the vibration with your physical body as well. You may even feel some vibrational intensity within your physical body. Now bring all of the chakras together as one up into the soul star chakra. Now see that soul star chakra and all of the chakras combined into one as a three-dimensional six-pointed star. This being your Merkaba light vehicle or your light body. And now you, as your conscious knowing self, move into that light body. And as it is a vehicle of travel, surround yourself with this Merkaba light vehicle as just that, a vehicle for travel, something you can move in. Move away now from your physical body. Simply rise up, 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 up above your physical form and see your physical form falling below you as you rise higher and higher. And move all the way up through the clouds, through the sky, all the way up until you pass the Earth's atmosphere. And now at this point, I want all of you that are in this group, that are listening to these words in this moment now, find yourselves all together as one. All together, come together as a group, as an Ancient Awakenings group. High above the Earth, all together now, all of, visualize, see all of your Merkaba light vehicles coming together into this one area that has been designated for this particular experience. And find all of you together, can be in a circle or however you visualize it. See all together. Now become aware of the all of the vibrational consciousness that is in all of our ships that are out here, our millions of ships that you have become aware of, as well as the planets in the solar system. And also become aware of the energies that have been coming down from the great central sun of this universe, the great source of this universe, down through all of the galactic suns of, and through all the way down until it comes through the sun of this solar system, wave after wave of energy. And now, though, this energy, where it would normally come through all of our ships and then down to the Earth, this time, see it all coming down and then down into all of you as a magnifying glass, if you will, where it all comes down and you magnify it down to the Earth as a central beam. See it as a central beam of light going down to the Earth. And once it hits the Earth, it spreads out across the entire planet, connecting with the Christ consciousness grid or the crystalline grid that surrounds the planet, which then connects to all of the sacred places and the ley lines and the various vortexes across the planet, all connecting together, all sending light and energy and higher vibrational frequency and therefore higher consciousness throughout all of the planet, to all areas of the planet, illuminating any dark places. But you, those of you of this group, you are that magnifying glass that is sending it down as a beam and then directing it. You can direct this energy anywhere that you feel it needs to be directed, whether it's to areas of Europe, whether it's to Africa, whether it's to the Far East, whether it's to America, Canada, South America, wherever it is that you feel the energy needs to flow, the higher vibrational frequency as energy light needs to flow, gamma light, if you will, sending it to all areas of the planet. And gamma light, of course, is fifth dimensional frequency light. See it going to all areas of the planet now, or to one particular area, wherever you want to focus it. But you are focusing it as a magnifying glass through the entire group. The group is magnifying this energy, therefore having a larger effect on bringing change to that direct area, wherever it might be. As you do so, see that area becoming illuminated, becoming light. And whatever darkness was there, see it dissipating, either turning to the light or completely moving away from the light and up off of the planet and out into space. See you, each one of you of this group, as the catalyst that is bringing this about. And know that as you do an experience such as this, you are actually bringing about the very change that you are directing here. That you are intending for. Now, for the last part of this, see from your vantage point now, high above the Earth, looking down at the Earth, see the entire planet now bathed in light. Light everywhere across the planet. Light on the surface of the planet, below the planet, and just above the planet as well. Light. Light, love, high consciousness. Everywhere. And the planet herself, Gaia herself, glowing now with golden light, shooting out in all directions. And now begin to find your way back to your physical form. Come back into your Merkaba-like vehicle, again, as a vehicle of travel, and come back towards your physical body, coming back in down through the top of your head, bringing your light body back in with you. Feel the vibration now, the higher vibrational frequency moving through your entire body. Your entire body filling and glowing with light. Higher light now. Light that has come from directly from the source. Moving into all areas of your body. Your body, your physical body, as well as your astral and etheric and higher mental bodies. All becoming enlightened by this light, by the source love that moves through you now. Now let yourselves come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Ashtar, and it is my pleasure and privilege to be able to be with you in this way, that I can bring about change or be the catalyst to help you be the catalyst to bring about change to the planet. And know that as you do these types of experiences, especially together as a group, you affect great change on whatever it is your intention is for this particular experience. And as it was your intention to be the catalyst or be that magnifying glass to bring the energy down through the group to those areas of your intent for the planet to enlighten and illuminate those areas of the planet. Know that it, as your intention was, it shall be and is now in this moment, even having that change, that effect. So know that this is a time, as you know, of great change, that disclosure is indeed coming. And I speak now not only of the disclosure of our millions of shifts that are here, but disclosure of the truth that is coming forward in so many different directions from so many different sources and in so many different ways. Because the truth must come forward. It cannot be held back any longer, as the shadows that were shadows are now being revealed by the light, and they can no longer hide in those dark places, because those dark places are becoming illuminated everywhere. And when that happens, the dark must come forward. And either, as you have heard many times, turn to the light or be consumed by the light. And so many have already chosen to not turn to the light. But many, many, many more have chosen to turn to the light, to be involved in the light once again, to be a part of the light once again. So you, those of you in this group and all of the many other groups and individuals, all part of the collective consciousness, are having a great effect on bringing about this great changeover to this planet and moving closer and closer to bringing about that great event, which is the solar flash or the great event. Now, whether that solar flash happens in the near future now or at a later date, or whether it happens at all, because as we are finding it now, consciousness is rapidly changing on the planet and may indeed preclude the need for the solar flash to even happen or to happen in this time period. Because you are moving everything ahead at a great pace. Awakening. You yourselves have awakened some time ago, but you are bringing about the great awakening to many, many more. All of you together, all of you, the boots on the ground, the white hats, the alliance, the galactics that are working with you, the ascended ones that are working with you, all are bringing about the greater effect of change to this planet, moving to, indeed, the new Earth, the new golden age upon this planet. The golden age that you have been all working for since the times of Atlantis, when Atlantis was indeed in a golden age, but then fell from that golden age into the dark age as the light was diminished more and more across the planet, as those of the dark forces infiltrated into the planet more and more. But no longer. Those that had infiltrated into the planet are now being made to leave the planet. First, just one at a time here and there, but now many, many more are being taken away from the planet. In whatever way that happens, that is not for you to decide. It is for the greater choice of the source to bring about this change, to have more and more of those that are still of the dark forces to leave the planet, as disclosure is coming forward more and more. The truth is being revealed. We, those of us in our millions of ships, are showing ourselves more and more and are preparing ourselves for the great awakening and the time that we indeed can be a part of you, directly with you, in person with you. And then will there be the great celebrations that have been spoken of for many, many years now, that we have been waiting for, that you have been longing for, where families, long lost and long ago families, can come back together again. You can join your families from the skies, from the stars. Reunite. That is what this great awakening is all about, that we can all come together as one and be as one consciousness together moving forward. And you, those of you that are ready for it, can rejoin those families and rejoin the Galactic Federation of Planets and be a part of the great expression of moving forward into many other systems that are still, as at this time, of need. Just as the Earth of and Gaia has been in need, there are many, many planets that are still beckoning, many systems that are beckoning to you, the ones that have gone before and are here now at this point, the system busters, as you have been told that you are. But that is not for now. For now, it is to complete this great awakening, to complete this show, this movie, to come to the final end of this. And when you do, you will then be able to sit back and relax, knowing that your job has been well done. And you can find that relaxation and peace that you have all been searching for, because you have all known it before, and you will know it again, and are in the process of knowing it once again. I am Ashtar, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness. and that you continue to move along through this process of ascension and regain your power throughout this process, because it is your power within each and every one of you, the power of love within each and every one of you, that is the driving force to bring about the great changeover. Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Hum. Greetings to you. One who serves here, Shoshana is here, and we are ready to continue with this program. We do not have any direct message to bring here. We will just simply do our part in service and answer your questions if you have them at this point. The one Ashtar is a difficult one to follow in the message that he brought forth. So we are ready for your questions if you have them.
Yes.
Yes.
This kind of goes along with what Ashtar was talking about. An interesting thing happened to me last Wednesday morning, early in the morning. I woke up and then went back to sleep. And the big tree in front of me is very vivid. There's this big tree in front of me. And
we have to interrupt you for a moment. You're what you call breaking up here in your speech. Maybe you need to take yourself off of what is your speaker or your Bluetooth here.
Yes, is this better?
We will see. Continue.
Okay. Yes. So I went to sleep, and there was this very vivid dream of this big tree in front of me, and above the tree was this huge, beautiful ship, and it was kind of rectangular, and it was real, had a lot going on the outside of it with lights and things, and it was real close. And then it moved over about a mile away, and I could see it. And I was fumbling with my phone trying to turn it on, and I couldn't get it to turn on. I was realizing it must be in my dream state, because I couldn't turn my phone on to take a picture or a video. But to me, vivid dreams like that don't always happen. But I had another one where I years ago where I. Went to on a trip to Venus and in a ship, and remembered when the door opened and how I was into this bright sunlight, and I was going along a path about 6 to 12 inches above, floating along. But anyway, this was a very vivid dream last Wednesday, and that's got to be a message to me about contact at some point. Or maybe my family mothership, but it was really, really clear, and it was a very vivid dream. And I just wondered if you could comment, if you can at all, on that.
Yes, and they were very familiar to you at one level, were they not?
Yeah, it seemed like it. I mean, they were just right there, and it was like, oh my gosh. And then, and then they moved over, and yeah, it was very familiar for sure.
Yes, like you knew them and they knew you. And certainly that is an expression of your family of light that is from the stars, as you are from the stars, is attempting now more to communicate with you. First in your dream state, in your more of your waking dream state, we will say here, though, more of your your lucid dreaming type of state here, as in a sense you were lucid dreaming, because when you could not turn on your phone, you realized that you were in the dream state. So that is going to increase quite a bit as we find it as you move along here. You're going to have them communicating with you more and more. So somewhat this was also a precognitive dream for you, not just for your family of light, but for those of the ships that will be, they will be showing themselves more and more, we will say here, not only in the dream state, but in the waking state as we are moving forward. Through the next weeks, months, we will say, not so much years, we will not go that far here, months, and you will have much, much more of these physical sightings showing up everywhere here, which will bring about a great awakening to the public as the public, larger population will finally realize that indeed you are not alone here in the universe. Shoshana, do you have something to add here?
Oh, we do.
Very good.
We can add here if you wish us to add, dear brother.
Oh, I do. Thank you.
Dear brother, knock, knock, we are here.
Great.
We will say, we know you. We know of you. We know that you are a star traveler, that you have traversed many universes, that you have a family that is continuing to reveal itself to you as you as Orv, you as this avatar that you embody is not who you are. You are the star traveler. So we will tell you that as your current embodiment and not truly knowing your origins, you seek to find evidence. You seek for years now, for perhaps a lifetime, to seek the evidence of the reality that is in your heart. You seek the physical evidence for this. And then you wish for the world to accept your evidence that here we are, here are the ships, here are the pictures, here is the truth. And what you are doing when you present this to the world is you are attempting in every way to tell this avatar of yours, hello, knock, knock. We have always been a traveler. We are really not part of this avatar, but we are part of that ship. We are part of that family. So your dream is revealing this to you. Now your job is to accept it, to accept who you truly are, and allow for this lifetime as Avatar Orv to connect with that which is your higher essence. And that is what the dream is about. We hope we have helped. Namaste.
Oh, that's great. Thank you. Cheers very much.
Very good. We move on to next question, if there is. Any further questions?
I have a question.
Yes.
This is Nina. Recently, and even before recently, I have experienced seeing figures in my home. They're transparent usually. Within the last week, I have seen the same gentleman. He's dressed in and has pants, lightweight pants, a long tunic. All of his clothing is patterned, has this different colors of patterns through all of his clothing. and sort of grayish hair, but I've seen him a couple times within, like I said, the last week. And he just, I've come around to go around a corner somewhere in the house, and he's standing there, or he's, you know, bending over to pick something, a book up or whatever. But I have seen, I've seen him three times, but the first time was quite a while back. So I'm just curious as to who this is.
We will not necessarily reveal who this
is. We will.
Oh, very good. We will then say what we say, and then you can reveal the identity.
We apologize, brother.
That is fine. So we will say here, though, this goes back to many years ago, that we have been saying for all of this time that there will be a glimpses. You will be getting more and more glimpses into other dimensional frequencies. And that is what is happening as the veil for each and every one of you is falling more and more. The perceived veil, we will say here. Guys, there really is no veil. It just is simply still within your mind and your programming that there is one. But even that programming is falling now. So as the veil of programming continues to fall, you are going to see and are seeing more glimpses into those other dimensional frequencies. And we even said some time ago you would be seeing dead people in terms of being able to see to the other side, those that are walking all around you all of the time. You just have not been able to perceive them. But that will happen as you allow it to happen. If you do not want it to be, then you can ask for it to not be. But if you allow it, it is going to be increasing, and you are going to be getting many, many more glimpses into those other dimensional frequencies. That is what we wish to say. Now, Shoshana may give more direct perception here.
We wish to share, dear sister. May we share?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, we have an idea that you have a sense of who this is. Do you not?
Well, I remember when one who served said that this would be happening. In fact, I have had these kinds of experiences for most of my life, and I do seem to sort of recognize him in some way, but it's not totally clear.
Yes, yes. So we will say about you, because we know you, you have a gift. It is not a gift. It is a revealing, an understanding. It is part of your nature to connect beyond the third dimensional veil. It is part of your nature. And part of many of us who have that ability to connect beyond the 3D veil, we are not truly comfortable with it. So we sidestep it in many ways. We will tell you, though, that this individual that shows up, that allows you a glimpse, is, well, we will go ahead with this. This is a father of yours. This is one that you were the daughter of this one many, many, many years ago, perhaps 100 to 200 years ago. And he is showing up to, out of curiosity, to see how you are doing, because he is connected to you. So if you wish more information from him or more revealing from him, you can invite him to do that. You can invite him to give you more understanding, more of a glimpse, more of a revealing, more of a relationship understanding. We cannot give too much more, but we will tell you that this one is highly connected to you, perhaps even in a way where this one, we just received this one had to watch you die as a child. And he is coming mm-hmm. back now to see how you are doing. Does this resonate with you, dear sister?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Thank you.
Namaste.
Very good. Would there be any other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
You can go first, sweetie.
If we take
more
that have both spoken up, we take those and then we release channel.
Okay, thanks. I think this will be quick. Was Nasara Gisera really going to be announced on 9/11?
Please, you speak of your 9/11 back in your 2001. Is that what you speak of?
Yes.
Was it going to be announced then? Yes.
Yes,
indeed it was. It was meant for that time, but as you know, there were those things that stopped it in its tracks. So yes,
okay, good.
Is this your question?
Yes, thank you. That's what I want to know.
Yes, very much so. And your other question here?
Yes, please. During our discussion today, we were talking about what the humans on Earth are going through right now with the level of satanic and reptilian creatures and humans that are just torturing us, but we're going to make it through. But my question is this, do all planets and civilizations that go through ascension, have they all experienced that same level of cruelty from beings and creatures and things as they're ascending, or is Earth a special place where we're experiencing a very dark level of control?
The direct answer here is no. This is not certainly the first planet and will not be the last one throughout the many universes. So you have to understand that there is so much more than this solar system, this galaxy, and the billions of galaxies that are in this universe. So there is life everywhere out there. And everything that has happened before, or we will say that those systems that have gone through this before, and many planets have gone through what you are going through now. And this is how the Galactic Federation learned how to go about the process of freeing this planet in a way that allowed you to keep your free will involved here and not interfere, you see. So they learned, we learned, and everything is moving now in a direction where you are going to be free here on this planet. But as we have said many times, this is just a point along the way, part of your journey. Your journey will continue and you will find yourselves once again somewhere else, some other system, some other planet, doing the same thing again, but not so much your position that you are now, but more like maybe from our position, you see? You understand this?
Yes.
Very
yes,
good.
I do.
Shoshana may add here more?
We have perspective here. We have a story to tell. May we share, dear sister?
Yes, sister.
Dear sister, this planet is a birthing place, a birthing place for higher consciousness to expand itself. You and others that are listening here are part of the evolution that first began with the Great One, Sananda. You are of that lineage. You marched across the great vast universes to arrive here. You were brought here. And as Sananda placed down the one known as Yeshua, you became part of that lineage. And the job that the Great One, the Great Ascended Being, known as Jesus, Yeshua, the job of his job was to awaken the sleeping masses. And that is your job, because you are part of that great lineage. So when you ask, are there other planets? There are other planets that have similar stories, but yours is the only planet that was visited and awakened, and attempted to be awakened by Yeshua and brought others in the beginning by Sananda. You are this planet. That is your lineage. And you are continuing that, you see. You are continuing to stand for uplifted consciousness and awakening of the masses. That is your mission. Namaste.
Very good.
Thank you.
Yes. And we are done for the time. Shoshana, do you have a parting message here?
Well, we could say enjoy the ride. Be here now. Enjoy the ride. Be in love with your mission. Know that you are from the stars and you will return. Namaste.
Very good. And we say here, simply prepare yourselves. Prepare yourselves for what is coming. And we will not say directly what that is or when it is, but just prepare. That is all. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one. Okay.